give time for the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, this deen, this religion of Islam that gave us so much, gave us Iman, the most valuable gift, the most valuable asset that we possess. Now, if you do not give time for the deen, then what will happen? Your children are observing you. My mother and father are not active in deeni works. And they're thinking this subconsciously. When they grow up and they're asked to involve themselves in the work of deen, it's going to be hard for them. If they see, however, that their parents are involved in works of deen, are helping the local masjid, are helping out in some way or form, then inshallah they will be inspired as well. What happens today is parents are so busy, but they'll say, I want my son to become a scholar. I want my daughter to become an alima, a female scholar. I want them to become preachers of Islam, muballighin of Islam. But there's no substance to that. Why do we want them to become scholars? Why do we want them to become ulama? So that people praise us, so-and-so's son's an alim. If these are our intentions, then it's completely wrong. If we want to serve the deen so that our akhirah is bettered, so that the deen of Islam is strengthened by means of us, Allah makes us a means, then this is good. But for that, we have to take practical steps ourselves as well. And inshallah, if our children see us and observe us doing work of deen from a young age, when they grow up, they will also be inspired as well. May Allah give us tawfiq to give our time for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beautiful religion.